I get a nice oaky note to it as well. It's not like toasty, but it's that spice from the French oak. And I mean, it's maybe a little bit of toast, but it's not buttery at all. This is not a butter bomb. I don't think there's any mallow in this at all.
No, there's none.
Mm. Mm.
But it has a European, decidedly European style because of the French oak. It's not American oak, and it's definitely different than.
It's
a lot
not a
of
vanilla
America.
Bomb. There's no butter. It's not a butter monster, you know.
Yeah, well,
that's what I like about it. It makes it different.
So, yeah, and Bob said lemon. There's some other tropical notes coming out. I get a really beautiful mouthfeel on this. The oak is coming out. The acidity is balanced. When it was colder, it felt to me really unbalanced. The acidity was too prickly. Now it's integrated much better. This is really
good. Much closer to room temperature. It's much improved. I agree with you.
So what do you think, Maury? I mean, I think it's got a nice medium to long finish.
I pretty much agree with everything you said today, Harm. The Meyer lemon really jumps out at me. It does really have a nice mouthfeel. There's a fair amount of oakiness to it. But as I said, the oak has really blossomed as the temperatures come back close to room temperature along with aeration. You know, very nice wine. Very interesting. Very well made. Drinks well.
It's a 2019. We're in 2025 now. And I think it's still young. I think it takes
time. Think it's young, yeah. I think this really needs a few more years.
Justin?
So on the nose, I got French oak, different elements of French oak when we first poured it to now. That's more like the wisp and memory of French oak, where in the beginning it was like French oak, like serious.
It overpowered the fruit for you?
In the beginning. But after it's been sitting out, it's balanced out. I got lemon. I got grapefruit. I got a weird note. When we first opened it, of envelope adhesive that totally went away once it came to room temp.
You still lick envelopes?
Apparently.
Well, I used to.
Yeah. Well, mostly windows. Yeah.
I get the peel kind.
He's the guy on the short bus.
Who mails anything anymore? Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
So on the palate, I got lemon, I got green plantain,
okay,
and oak.
I like that note. The green plantain's good.
And the finish was light and lemony, and that was a common element from when we first poured it to now. It was kind of like a light lemon, medium, short finish. So that's what I got.
Yeah. A delicious wine. Not much I can really say about it. But we're going to be giving the Palmas Amalia Napa Valley Chardonnay 4 sips.
Yeah, it improved.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next wine. We're going to have Harm start up on that one before we go into commercial.
Okay, the next one is the Palmas Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, 14.9% ABV, 94.49% Cabernet Sauvignon, 4.77% Cabernet Franc, and 0.074% Petit Verdot. This is ridiculously precise, and I want to mock them for it. But I'm not doing that now. 93% French oak, aged 20 months before being bottled. And now we're going to a commercial.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes are with a view.
All right, we're back. So what do you think, Harm?
Well, we've got 4 wines left to go, so I'm going to be quick. This is a beautiful garnet.
That's what she said.
You know what? When you get 4 wines in her, you got to be quick because she's going to fall asleep.
Why do I have to waste my time outwitting morons?
Just because you married her doesn't mean she have to do everything you say.
Anyway. Come on, let's go.
Garnet color. It's now the aroma here to me is all about pipe tobacco. There's a little bit of muddled berry notes. There's a lot of clove and cinnamon that French oak is really showing. The palate. Kind of medium bodied. Lots of tobacco and dark cherry. Great grip. But there's not too much fruit. I'm kind of disappointed in this, but I think that's because we killed a baby. This wine is way too young to be drinking right now. Mm-hmm. Justin, what do you think?
I got sweet lemon sorbet on the nose, orange creamsicle. Are you kidding me? Lemon curd.
Are you drinking the same wine as we are?
Yeah, and plums on the palate. I'll give you plums. It was like dark, silky tannins, a little bit of pipe tobacco also. The finish was long and pretty good.
Yeah, the finish is long and pleasing. That's true.
What do you think, Bob?
I'm with Harm. We killed a baby here. This wine, it was criminal to open it, and it shouldn't be open for at least another 4 years. But that being said, I'm not going to knock it because we messed up and we opened it too soon.
They sent it to us. It's their fault.
Yeah, it is what it is. But the fruit is there. It's just, it's under
it's
a blanket.
So muted for me.
It's just under a blanket. And I just can't, I think it's going to just blossom as it gets older and everything integrates. There's some clove in there. There's a little bit of like a vegetal note on the palate. The tobacco, like you said, the pipe tobacco, that foil bag full of pipe tobacco is definitely on the nose.
I'm thinking of my grandfather's pipe tobacco.
Yeah. And cherries and tobacco on the palate, some old leather. I think it's delicious. It's just, it's so tight. So tight. And I've aerated this four times and it's still tight. So we did a crime by opening
Maury,
this.
Maury, what do you think?
Yeah, I can summarize it in one word: infanticide. This wine needs a lot of time, and I would agree with everybody here. I think it does have potential. I question whether or not it will ever develop the fruit you're looking for. Yeah, there is the possibility, Harm, that the fruit will increase before it fades. But typically, with more time, I find the fruit tends to fade off.
Yeah.
So this may have a window where it's going to improve on the fruitiness, but for the most part, it's devoid of fruit.
Well, Mario, you're right. Generally, fruit falls off as the wine ages, but if it's released too young, this is going to get. I think it's going to get bigger before it comes.
It may get a bump before it falls off, but as we said, we've given it a lot of air. There's no inherent flaws. It's a delicious wine. It's big. It needs food, and it will definitely benefit from time in the bottle. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. Be patient, and I think you'll be rewarded.
Yeah, patience is the key on this one. So we're going to be giving the Palmas Napa Valley Cab 2021 four sips.
That's classified.
So Justin, tell us about our next wine.
The origins of Achendo Cellars go back to 1990 when Daphne and Bart Araujo became proprietors of the historic Isil Vineyard in Calistoga and launched Araujo.
Isolay.
Okay. Araujo Estate Wines, relying on their previous business and landscape design experiences when they learned how to grow grapes and farm organically and biodynamically, went on to produce one of the most celebrated wines from the region. After selling their namesake label to Francois Pinault Artemis Group, They founded Achendo Cellars in 2013, along with their kids, Jamie and Greg. The winery is located at Wheeler Farms, which was originally part of the 2,000-acre Carne Humana Spanish land grant. Wheeler Farms was established in 1871 by Charles Wheeler, a founding member of the St. Helena Viticultural Club. So we're going to talk about Achendo Laura Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc 2023. It's 13.8% alcohol by volume, 28% Sauvignon Blanc, Ehrlich Vineyard, Oakville, 25% Sauvignon Blanc, Rancho Pequeño, Oakville, 18% Sauvignon Blanc, Juliana Vineyard, Pope Valley, 19% Semillon, Rancho Pequeño, Oakville, 10% Sauvignon Muscat, Rancho Pequeño, hand harvested, between August 30th and September 23rd, 2023. It's whole cluster pressed, fermented, and aged surly with weekly batonnage in new and French oak barrels, 78%, and stainless steel drums, 22%. I found the nose was minerally, sparkly. I got lemon, lime, green tea, and oysters Rockefeller on the palate. I got garlic, rosemary, and ribeye. And the finish, I didn't have any remarks, so I would say it was an unremarkable finish. What did you think, Harmeet?
I'm just stunned by the ribeye note. I got Asian pears. I got lemon, lots of lemon verbena, that floral note. The minerality is there. When you said oysters Rockefeller, I thought you were nuts, but you know what? There's that oyster. There's the that Pernod anise type thing coming out. There's the greens. So maybe, yeah. So you're not completely nuts. Well, there's that
minerality, the salinity.
Yeah, there you go. There's a minerality and salinity to it. And on the palate, I got bright citrus. Those herbs. Still floral, but those herbal notes are great. The citrus is very bright. And it's a good contrast. I thought the finish was remarkable. I thought it lasted for a couple minutes. And I get that salinity and that oyster shell note. Maury?
You know, it's been a theme lately, Harm, and I don't know what's happening here, but I'm starting to agree with you more and more each week.
You say you don't agree, but you agree with me on every show, dude. Come on.
Lately, it's been a problem. I don't know. I'm going to have to, go into therapy.
You're falling in love. Don't resist.
No, I would agree with everything you said. I thought this wine was underwhelming when we first poured it. It was too cold and too closed. It benefited from temperature and aeration for sure. And I can't say which was more important, but patience will reward you. I thought this was a beautiful Sauv Blanc that really blossomed. It's full of finesse. I mean, these guys, I didn't realize that Ochendo was found by the Araujo family, but Islay State and Araujo are some of the flagship premier wines of Napa Valley. Islay Vineyard is just, you know, one for the Hall of Fame. So I really think that these guys know what they're doing. They've made a beautiful wine. I really, really enjoyed this. And although I'm not an avid Sauv Blanc drinker, I think this was beautifully made.
All right. Well, we're going to give the Ochendo Laureo Napa Valley Sauv Blanc 2023 four sips.
Yeah, it really improved. That's classified. Really, really improved.
So we're going to have Maury tell us about our next one.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bob. The next one is the Ochendo Laureo Valley Red Wine 2021. It's 14.8% ABV. It's 91% Cab Sauvignon, 9% Petit Verdot, hand harvested on September 28th to October 19th of 2021. It was fermented in stainless steel tanks and aged in new and used French oak barrels for 21 months before bottling. This wine has a deep garnet color. It's got a lot of blueberries, plums, and hints of tobacco on the nose. There's even a hint of baking spice. It's got this, again, dark, inky color on the palate. It's luscious. It's mouth-coating. It's got strong structure and tannin, a velvety texture, some definitely dark red fruit and black fruits, and the finish is medium. I enjoyed it. I think it's very well made. There's no flaws. It's just a very nice, well-made Napa Valley.
I'm disagreeing with you, man.
Red.
I'm disagreeing with you. There's a flaw.
What's the flaw?
I don't like the palate as much as you do. I think the nose is, you're on with the blueberries and tobacco and the baking spice. But the palate, it came across as a little bit of weak and watery to me. It wasn't as full-bodied as I expected.
You're right. It is a little weaker than some. But judging what we have in the glass, I thought it was, it was okay.
What about you, Justin?
So I got a lot of the notes you guys talked about, but I got on the nose and the palate mint and aloe.
I get the mint. I don't get aloe.
I'm not sure what aloe tastes like.
Yeah, I generally don't eat
aloe
it.
Aloe lotion?
Yeah, I rub it on skin, but I don't eat it.
I've tasted it.
It puts the lotion on the skin or gets the hose again.
Bob. And I've licked the plant, too. Yeah.
I don't lick the plants. Bob, what do you think? We got one more wine.
I'm really disturbed by the fact that he's licking plants.
He used to lick the toads. It's better.
Yeah. I think it's got a really pretty nose. I like the palate. I think the palate on it's nice.
Really? It just felt watery to me. Mm-mm. Has it changed for you?
No, I think it's delicious. We're going to be giving the Chendo Urrea Napa Valley Red Wine 2021 three sips.
Interesting.
Well, Bob, what else you got for us? We got one more.
So our last one is the Chendo Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 14.8% ABV, 76% Cab Sauvignon, 22% Cab Franc, and 2% Petit Verdot. Hand harvested, aged in new and used French oak barrels for 22 months. The color on it is just inky.
Inky purple, man.
Inky purple. Just dark and brooding. On the nose, there's a little bit of blackberry. There's a little bit of a vegetal note.
There's a lot of vegetal note.
Their notes basically come out with anise and fennel. I definitely get the fennel. Yeah, the fennel is definitely there. So on the palate, let's see. The tannin on it is nice. It's silky. It's not right up in your face. A lot of red fruit, dark stewed fruit. Yeah, lovely one. What'd you think, Harm?
I have to disagree with you, Bob. This one...
You're so contrary today.
This one just feels unbalanced to me. There's too much herbal notes, not enough fruit for me. This is not like the California wine I'm used to drinking, Napa Valley stuff. The palate is really dense. It's got a great mouthfeel, unlike the previous one for me. The tannins are great. I think it needs more time. I think it's another baby we killed.
Yeah.
We screwed up again. We drank this too young. It really needs a ribeye. And maybe that'll fix it.
Everything needs a ribeye.
Maury, what do you think?
No, I agree with you. I mean, listen, young. They're young.
Just give in, Maury.
They're young, and it's a food wine. I like this one better than the previous one. I think this one is more cab forward, and it's definitely got more structure. Will it improve with time? Absolutely. Is it young? Absolutely. I think it's well made. I enjoyed it, and it would be well.
Justin,
what did you think, Justin?
So on the nose, I got like a light star anise. I got fennel, huckleberries, oak.
What's a huckleberry? I've never had one.
It's like a blue dog in the cartoons. Fruit.
Oh, yeah. Huckleberry hound. I remember that.
Yeah.
Southern accent.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like you eat a pie, you want it to be sweet, but it's not because it's made from huckleberries.
All right.
Brent's very fond of them.
Yeah. They do have a tartness to them that most people are
too tart.
Not used to, I think. So,
So what do you think, Bob? Do you think that we just killed this? We did it too early again?
I don't like to say we made a mistake. I mean, I take issue with what you said, Harm. We opened what was sent to us. It is young, and patience will be rewarded. But I don't think we made a mistake. We talked about what we got, and what we got is well made.
Yeah. And it's you have to be able to taste through the youth to see where it's
I understand
heading.
That, but like I feel like we've got too much muted fruit these last few wines. Mm-hmm. And generally younger wines have that fruit, like Maury was talking about, and the fruit falls off. But I think these need time to integrate because there's so much new French oak and all that stuff, right?
I think that's the problem. I think they haven't had it's not so much the fruit's going to elevate as everything else is going to sort of
fade.
Fade and sort of integrate around it.
Yeah.
So you're going to get more of that roundness, and the fruit is going to come forward, and you're going to get more of the palate. It's going to come forward.
So I feel like I could use more acidity in this wine. That's all.
But I mean, we can't, you know, here's the thing. We can't complain about, you know, opening them too soon because, you know, nobody's shipping anybody, you know, no
aged wines.
Yeah.
Oh, they are, but you have to pay a lot more.
No, I mean, to folks like us. So
I know, not to folks like us. We don't deserve it.
We have the opportunity to predict the future. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's as it sits in the glass.
I predict in the future that Justin's going to have a wine that tastes like paste.
Because the mouthfeel is so great, I'm inclined to give it a higher rating than I did originally, you know?
Well, I think I think it's a lovely wine. I think it was really well made. And I think time is going to be your ally here. I think this wine is really going to make that turn and really jump out.
And I think I should take my wife to Ruth's Chris today and bring some of these bottles with me.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Better. See if they get better.
Well, I think anything would be better with, you know, a ribeye.
Ruth's Chris, yeah.
Yeah, with a ribeye, everything's better.
You know, I tend to get the escargot and the filet.
Well, you're a heathen.
What are
you
doing?
Well, we're going to be giving the Echendo Cellars Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 3 sips.
Interesting.
And we may be underrating it, but it's a 3.
Oh, we're, yeah. Well,
I don't know.
Send me another one in about 3 years, and my guess is it's going to be much higher. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Oh, thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
And thank you, Maury.
Another amazing day in the basement. Thank you, Bob.
And beat sitting around watching TV. So, and thank you, Harm.
You know, I want to thank you, Bob, for giving me some nice wine to taste today. But my wife is not going to be happy when I get home.
That's every day you go home. How's today any different than that?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with what you've been doing today. It's just the fact that you're there.
I'll be calling at her, man. You put too much wine in me.
It's the fact that you're going to be there.
That's true.
That's the problem.
It is a problem.
Well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sips, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a one-tan hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station broadcasting live from Burnaby, B.C.